Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Finley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
Welcome to a special edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm coming to you live from the Centurion Lounge at LaGuardia Airport. Everyone's picture is mad small, so I can't see. I think I just saw Trey raise the roof. I'm not sure.
I did.
Okay. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you get the podcast all at once and not these little snippets that we give out for free all throughout the week. Make sure you get in the watch parties, the watch-alongs, access to the Discord, all that stuff. All right, let's get right into it.
So I don't know the people's names because I'm just terrible with names. But apparently two hosts on Good Morning America that are married. Two separate individuals. Twitter did Twitter. Investigative people did investigative people, and all these pictures surfaced earlier in the week of those two individuals together. And
they went on,
you know,
a secret rendezvous.
Yeah, like holding hands, doing all that stuff. And come to find out, you know, normally when stuff like that happens, the parent company or the company says, "All right, yo, let's just chill. Everybody go to their respective corners. We'll get people to fill in for you all on right. The show." No, not GMA. They say, "Yo, y'all bought this on yourselves. Here y'all go. Hop in y'all seats. Get back out there the first thing on that," whatever it was, Monday morning or whatever it was.
Oh, no.
And they were hosting the stuff.
And they just pretended like nothing happened?
So according to social media, I don't think anything happened because all my timeline, it was just everyone saying, "Yo, am I the only one that's watching GMA right now, hoping something happens?" And everyone said it was business as usual.
Hey, man, they might be openly swingers, bro. You never know.
Yeah, man.
People just got to mind their business sometimes. But, I mean, if you do hire a private investigator, I mean, it might be a different story.
Did someone do that?
Yeah, they got pictures of them. Because bro was rubbing her butt when she's putting stuff in the car, bro.
Man.
They had so many different pictures of me, of them, just out.
Holding hands, everything.
We've covered this topic before. We talked about, like, the whole workplace. I'm very anti. I don't believe in it. I damn near extend it to, the industry. If I work in this industry, I'm not trying to connect. Like, that's just my... Because it's too small and too many... Everyone knows everybody, and I don't like that high school feel. I like strangers.
I like strangers.
Yeah, that was so creepy. I like strangers.
I mean, fuck fans and best your favorite friend. What Lloyd Banks say? Your favorite rapper does too.
Yeah. But having said that, there is something very convenient if you did have, like, if you was cheating on someone with someone you work with. You always say, "I'm going to work. I gotta go meet up with so and so for work." I was like, "You're not lying. It's a different kind of work."
putting that hip work in. So that's the type of work you're doing. That's kind of sick though, man.
So how she look?
She's straight.
White woman.
Yeah, I mean, typical, probably like 50 something white woman that's on TV.
Hey man, look, I think it's more so the idea of him getting that off. I think that's just, you know, sometimes it's the excitement of that, just like pulling it off, like, you know, like a Jim Carrey and Liar Liar, sleeping with his boss to like land his partner or something like that in the situation. Like half the time, just in it for the thrill, like Ime situation. Like, he ain't looking long term.
No.
He's just getting it off at the job. It's convenient, sadly. You know what I mean?
Did y'all see the statement she I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who? Nia put out a statement? Long.
Yeah,
oh, she put out about like the Boston Celtics not checking on her. Oh, yeah. You do not work for the team.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I was not trying to be insensitive. I'm like, so they supposed to call you? Like, what are they supposed to do?
Hey, man.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Nia Long is Nia Long. By the way, I'm smelling this candle jar, if you wonder what I was doing.
Oh. I didn't know what that was, yo.
Yeah, man, it's the Capricorn Practical Goat. Scent.
Sounds expensive.
It was $8 at Target, my man. But
oh man,
we'll take it. I'm a Target nigga, man.
You ain't gonna pick it up yourself though. You got that thing sent to you.
Nah, I went and got it, man.
Trayvon Edwards does not step foot in Targets, yo.
You're like, crazy, nigga. I went and bought Nine Elements. Shout out to Nine Elements too. If y'all niggas want to sponsor me. This shit is vinegar power to clean soap, scum, hard water, and grime. I got a bunch of these motherfuckers around here. But yeah, now I fuck with Target. Target is actually therapeutic for me because I'm not like most shoppers. I got a list. So I go on the Target app. I'll check the aisle. If it's B21, whatever, I go straight to it, throw it in the cart, and go. I don't buy nothing extra. I call myself buying a fucking podcast mic. And yeah. My dumb ass didn't know that I need the box, you know, because it's two big ass prongs. The prongs don't hook to the computer because I got tired of holding my Shure mic, making my own little microphone. And it didn't work out that way. So, yeah, I got to take it back. But, yeah, that's what I was doing this morning, yo, bro. Shouts.
Yo, I am undefeated with taking my bag on the plane, but LaGuardia said no.
They made me check and they bag. Checked it in for you.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Mm. Like,
y'all niggas love New York.
Hey man, because it's a full flight. They probably told him we ain't got no cabin space. He gonna sit in his damn seat and it's gonna be cabin space.
I know, just be doing shit. I know for a fact it's not a problem. Because I fly with this thing everywhere.
They said it was too big of a bag?
Yeah.
What airline? You know what I need to get though?
American.
American. I mean, don't fly nothing else but American, bro. Don't ask him to fly nothing else.
Hey man, shout out to American, bro.
I ain't got nothing wrong with it. It's just the hub too.
It's T-Mobile.
So what I learned was, you know, I was in Dallas, and some Texan was my Uber driver, and she told me about Dallas has the biggest American hub, but then also that the DFW airport is the size of Manhattan. What the fuck? Why do they need all that space?
Everything's bigger than Texas.
He says it's the size of Manhattan. That's a lot.
Look,
New York niggas don't like that shit. Yo, that's a lie, yo. Ain't nothing as big as Manhattan, son.
I mean, allegedly, I think it's 26 miles long.
The airport is 26 miles long?
Yeah, DFW.
Unbelievable.
And they also have a toll that you have to pay because it's ran through like a freeway.
Yeah, I've seen the toll.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. It's an unnecessary part of the land that they have. For Big Jerv, for Mean in the Sky, I'm Black Trey, and this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. We'll catch you next week. Subscribe to the Patreon. Tell a friend and tell a friend. Don't bootleg our shit. Support black businesses, and we out.